Good morning, everyone. I'm so grateful to have everyone on the call. And one of the things I love about how we can start something like this, we've all played with dominoes. And once in a while, I've actually played the game domino. But probably the most fascinating thing is when you're a kid and you first discover that you can line one up and another one and another one. And that can become an obsession with some people. But it's just such a fascinating thing where one can knock over another, and you look at all this potential energy that each one has. And one of the most interesting things is there was a physics student some time ago, and he started experimenting, and he found that not only can a domino knock another domino over, but consistently a domino can knock over another domino that's 1.5 times bigger than the other. And so that magic of exponential power is employed in that. And so they start doing some calculations. And in his paper, he wrote that what would happen if you did that? And you can actually get on YouTube and watch some stuff in colleges where they have that laid out. And you have a little tiny domino, and the last one is over 100 pounds and pretty tall. But if you carry that out, the most interesting thing is that if you start with an ordinary domino that's about 2 inches tall, each one being 1.5 bigger, the 18th domino in that proportion would be taller than the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but the 51st one would be above Mount Everest. But what's really fascinating is the 57th domino would be almost the distance to the moon, and if you went up to the 100th domino, it would pretty much span the Milky Way galaxy. I just am so fascinated with it. But this idea of just 1.5 times in a Vini, we teach people find three people and teach those people to find three people. And I just love this ripple effect and being involved in not just linear go to work and get paid or whatever, but actually teach people how to teach people how to teach people, and you'll meet people that you'll never have met before. And I've got a wonderful new friend, Dr. Kim Schunkweiler. He's our guest today, and I know him because of Paul Stowers, and I know Paul Stowers because of another friend. And anyway, that long story, the domino effect is alive and well. And we're starting, so let's listen to your story. Dr. Kim, could you tell us how you were introduced to, give us a little bit about your background, how you became a chiropractor, and yeah, I want to hear your story.
I just found out that you're a little bit older than me, so at our age, it's rare to find somebody that's an elder. I'll have to remember that.
And happy birthday, both of us.
And I love your analogy, by the way, that domino, that ripple effect is awesome, and that's the cool thing about network marketing. But you asked about my story. It goes back after I got out of high school. We were in the middle of the Vietnam War, and I was always raised patriotic, and I enlisted and ended up going to Vietnam and coming back. And it wasn't long after that, met the love of my life, Miss Peggy. We got married, and it'll be 50 years coming up here in June, and we keep it lively and fresh. I always wake up in the morning and turn to her to remind her she's only here on a trial basis, right? So that running and ducking keeps me young and spry. Then I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I went into the insurance business, and I ended up working for about 3 or 4 different insurance companies. And I finally realized that was like putting a square peg in a round hole. That just wasn't me. I had an experience at a chiropractor. My wife suggested I go to a chiropractor for the allergies I was having. And I didn't know a lot about chiropractors at the time. And I ended up going, as you do when your wife suggest something, and I'll be darned, my allergies didn't get better. I remember sitting there one day, and I said, can I do what you do? He said, I don't see why not. So that started it. I went home, told my wife that I was going to be a chiropractor. I quit my job, and she had been the doctor that day and found out she was pregnant with our third child. So that was an exciting day. So we took a vow of poverty and moved down to Georgia, down to Atlanta area. Went to chiropractic school down there, graduated, and I was about 37, I think, when we graduated. I had 3 kids. That was a challenge going through school, but I ended up being president of my class, and I told the kids it was going to be a great adventure. That's what we did. We made it an adventure and had a lot of fun. The kids, I think, look back on that. Those times were pretty cool. And then I went into practice at Westside, Michigan, and I love being a chiropractor. I was a terrible businessman, but I love being a chiropractor. I love the fact that I could help somebody feel better. And those times when excuse me, somebody would walk in and say, "Gee, doc, thank you, I feel so much better." That's just made my day. We did that, and let's see, things changed about 14 years ago. Took a drastic change. I remember my son said one Sunday, "Dad, will you meet me at the office and adjust me?" He was working out of town about 100 miles away, and he was negotiating leases for wind farms. He loved it. He loved being out there talking with the farmers and stuff like that. And anyways, he said, "Well, Dad, I'm not feeling so great. Will you adjust me?" And I worked him. I said, "Don, if you're not feeling any better in a day or two, you need to get in and see a doc." And a couple days later, he called me up, and he was at the emergency room at University of Michigan, and he had the guy that worked for him take him there. And he wanted to know if I wanted to come down and spend some time with him. So my wife and I went over there while he was waiting for tests and x-rays and that. And then the doc were going to give him the results, and he asked me if I'd come in the room, and told him he found three large tumors in his chest and a couple underneath his diaphragm. And that was in March 2010, and he was diagnosed with lymphoma, and he died July of 2020, just a few months later. It hit him that quick. And I used to call him the Roundup Kid because of his penchant for getting rid of weeds. He liked to hunt, and he would spray Roundup to clear up plots for the plants, deer feed, and that. And so we realized it was the same in the Roundup that caused his lymphoma. And by the time we found that it was stage four, the poor kid just didn't have a chance at that point. But, and then health issues I was having all reverted back to the fact that I was exposed to dioxin, Agent Orange, in Vietnam. So the fact that my life had been affected so drastically by things that I had no control over, things in the environment that not only affected me and my son, but I come to find out are affecting every single person on the face of the planet. Glyphosate is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. We've all been affected by it. So I'll fast forward from there till just last year, last fall, when Guy Donowski, who was with the VNE, called me up and said, "Doc, you got to listen to this stuff. It's really cool. It gets rid of glyphosate and dioxide." And that got my attention. He introduced me to Paul Stowers over the phone. And Paul sent me the Avini Health Training link, and I looked at that, and it had the listing of events on there. And I looked, and they were having a golf outing in the Detroit area at the golf course I golf at all the time. So I called up Paul or dropped him a text, I can't remember, but I said, can I golf with you guys? And he said, sure. So I made arrangements to go. It was on a Friday. I had a golf outing planned for earlier in the week. It was 3 days of golf. We played 54 holes of golf in 3 days, and then came back on Thursday. I played another 18 holes with my brother. And by Friday morning, time for the Avini outing, I could hardly move. I mean, my back was killing me. And I got in the car, and I drove over there, and I hobbled out. And it had rained that night, and I found out it was cart path only. I said, "I don't think I could golf, guys. I can't hardly walk. I can't swing a club." Well, there's this guy sitting next to me, standing next to me there at the Conger, and he said, "I think you're riding with me. Why don't you come along and we'll just talk?" I said, "Well, okay, I didn't have anything else to do." If we get to the first tee, and I hobble, I get out of the cart, pull myself out. He comes over and he says, "Lift your shirt up." I kind of looked at him a little weird. He said, "Well, that's how we bond in this company." He started rubbing this stuff on my back. Well, it turns out it was Doug Dickey. I didn't know Doug from the Man on the Moon at that particular point in time. So anyways, he does the same thing at the next hole and the next hole. And pretty soon my back starts loosening up a little bit. By the time we got to the seventh hole, I thought I could play. I got out, grabbed the club. We were out in the fairway. I hit the ball, not bad. And I just kept getting better, and played the rest of the round. Quite honestly, I couldn't believe it, because knowing my back like I know it for the years, I was pretty sure I was going to be down for a couple weeks. And down for a few hours. I was just kind of blown away. Of course, that was my introduction to Plus Relief, and just an absolutely amazing product. Dave, you have any?
That is amazing. I've got a friend that's in this, and he says he's never surprised when these products work, but he never ceases to be amazed. You never tire of a miracle. That's so wonderful.
Well, I've been around, in my chiropractic practice. Over the years, I got a diplomate in homeopathy. I had a certification in functional medicine. I countless hours of study in clinical nutrition. I sold thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of nutritional supplements to patients. And I never seen anything like Plus Relief, because it can't, I'm going to use a double negative here, it can't not work. It works like 100% of the time, which is just unbelievable. If you use it properly.
Yeah, it is amazing. Yeah.
And the Cell Defender, I came to a realization the other day. I was thinking about this, and I'll go back to the fact that I spent 35 years putting some really cool nutritional supplements into my patients. And I just kind of realized after being with Avini, the thing that we've done nutrition-wise is basically to counteract the problems caused by an underlying toxicity. I don't know what percentage, but the overwhelming percentage of the time. If you think about it, it makes it's kind of foolish to be taking all the supplements without getting rid of the toxins first, right?
It does.
Yeah, and that hit me like a ton of bricks. What an amazing situation we have. We got a pain relief product that works 100% of the time, and then we have access to the Cell Defender, which is a one-of-a-kind product nobody else has. A lot of people say they do, but they don't, that can set people up for such vibrant health in the future just if they just use it. Just use it. Get rid of the stuff that's causing all the problems. And that is exciting. That is exciting stuff. For a person like me, I get excited by being able to help somebody. And that might be a great segue, Dave. I met a person I never met her personally. She is friends with a friend of mine who's on Facebook. And we met on Facebook. And it's a cool story. She can tell you a thing, but she wanted to order some of the Cell Defender. She's got a number of health issues. But she ended up ordering Plus Relief and got delivered Plus Relief. And I think Terry's online. Why don't we bring Terry on and she can tell her story. Terry, I think if you hit star 6, you can unmute yourself.
Hello, Dr. Kim.
There you are. You are. Well, you heard me tell the story how you ordered the Plus Relief instead of the Cell Defender.
Yeah, actually I ordered it. When your brain is not all there sometimes from being poisoned, you get forgetful. So I had wrote down the wrong name of the Cell Defender, and I ended up ordering 2 bottles of Plus Relief. And then I said, oh my gosh, to my husband, what am I going to do? I can't ship it back or anything. I'll just put it on the shelf for future whatever, and we'll see if it works. Then I went to the dentist a few days later, and they told me this bad news that I had to have my tooth removed because it was rotted so bad they couldn't save it. And I started to really worry because I can't have any pain medicines from the pharmaceutical company because I had the gastric bypass with a sleeve. People that have had that surgery can no longer have pain medication. So I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And off the top of my head, I just looked at the dentist and said, Avini to the rescue. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, I know you don't understand, but I have this new pain relief stuff. I'm really going to put it to the test. I came home from having my tooth done, surgically removed. They had to take it out in 4 pieces because the root was wrapped around the jaw. And I just started spraying the Plus Relief before the numbness came off, like 2 squirts every hour. I had no pain the whole time at all. I'm still pain-free. and this was 2 days ago that I had the tooth removed. I am forever thankful for you, Dr. Kim, for bringing this product into my life, because not only is the pain relief going to help me, I too have Roundup in my water. I have been diagnosed with Durkheim's disease. I have lipomas all over my body, and I have also had blood clots forming all over my body. The Cell Defender, since I started taking it, is making me sweat profusely. It's detoxing me fast, and I can feel the brain fog coming down, and I've only been on it 2 days.
Wow.
Thank you.
And you were, and you, and you, it's just an amazing story, and it's stories like this that get me, like I said, keep me fired up, but they're all over. You get on the, like Dave, you know this, you get on the Vini Health Training site, and there's just tons and tons of testimonials of people that are getting your life changed with these products. That's exciting stuff.
I'm hoping to have another testimony for you soon, because my husband has gone blind from having all this stuff in our water as well, and he is every hour putting 10 drops in his mouth to try to get his eyes back.
Wow. It'll be interesting to see what happens. We never know what's going to happen when we start getting rid of the stuff that causes all the problems.
Exactly. You hit the nail right on the head when you said it is most important before taking any prescriptions or any pills of any sort to get the toxins out, because we have been paying $1,600 a month for food-grade medicine from a chiropractor in the Detroit area to get healthy. And yes, it was helping us, but you should heal faster with the way your body is made. And some things just take really, really long. This stuff is working fast, so why would we need to take all those pills? Yes, there's good things, but we have to detox that stuff first before the healing can start.
Absolutely. It took me 73 years to come to that realization. Maybe I'm not as bright as some people, but it makes so much sense. But we keep chasing other things. You know, what nutritional supplement's going to do this? What, and the next great shiny object, right? When it comes down to in Avini, we have the answer. You've got to get rid of the toxins.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, thank you, dear.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Chip Littlejohn talks about when you join Avini, you're stepping into a stream of miracles, but it's starting to turn into a mighty river. But I just love the opportunity and so many stories. And, of course, we're not healthcare practitioners, and these products are not something that we can make health claims